And I'm sure kids are upset that they didn't hear you say Lucky Charms is what you should be having every day for breakfast. But if breakfast is still a mandatory meal for you, there are plenty of online lists of the best of breakfast spots in the country, in your city. There are really these best of lists for just about everything these days. So why are these lists so popular and what's their impact? Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden went looking for answers.
My hometown is Des Moines, an underrated city with cheap rent, cheaper booze, and a trippy sculpture garden. I like Des Moines, but it's a place that's easy to dismiss. Mike Draper knows this pathos well. He's founder of Des Moines-based Raygun, an apparel company that screen prints T-shirts that satirize Midwestern culture.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite Des Moines slogans we've come up with of all time, which is, Des Moines, let us exceed your already low expectations.
As the shirt suggests, Des Moines, and Iowa as a whole, knows that the rest of the country thinks we're sort of lame. I think Iowans have a good sense of humor about this, but sometimes the jokes, they kind of cut. So when a city in Iowa shows up on a list like Best Tech Cities to Start a Career, local media, including Iowa Public Radio, pay attention. Mike Draper takes notice, too.
And this is from a list also, Des Moines, the wealthiest city in the universe. I think the Today Show named Des Moines the wealthiest city in America once. This was like a year ago. I don't know how they, I think it was like how much we make versus like cost of living and stuff. But it's, yeah, again, if you've ever been to Fairfield County, Connecticut, you're like, hur.
But really, who cares if, for example, Madison, Wisconsin comes in first for winter sidewalk maintenance, or that Paducah, Kentucky is the quilting capital of the U.S. Shaker Raju studies brand relationships at Iowa State University's College of Business. He says since usually people choose where to live and eventually form bonds with that location, these lists are affirming.
Seeing that their city is a good place to live in sort of revalidates that notion that, yes, I'm making a good choice by continuing to stay here. And it also gives bragging rights.
Raju adds that the list also help magazines and websites build a brand and audience. So that's why you get these really specific lists that look at tacos or asthma or snow removal.
Because at some point, you can put any city or any college on a list, depending on how finely you divide that list up. And the more cities that are not typically found on the top list, they can widen their base.
Nick Johnson has made a career out of creating these sorts of lists. He used to write for real estate website Movoto. Then, about 5 months ago, he and collaborator Chris Colmar started Road Snacks. It's an infotainment website that uses census, FBI, and other open source data to rank cities and states. But Road Snacks does things a little different.
We decided to flip the best list upside down and published where are the worst places instead of where are the best. And it was like an immediate hit. We had about 350,000 page views. We were all over the news. Everybody was talking about us.
Data that Johnson shared with me shows Road Snacks getting 6.3 million page views from July 5th through August 6th this year. Part of that success, he says, can be attributed to people taking clickbait seriously.
We've had two mayors send us letters, very upset. One of them threatened to call the attorney general and have us, our website, shut down. We had another councilman say that we basically were the reason that he lost out on a development deal.
ISU's Shaker Raju adds that content, like the kind Johnson writes, might be less for people who live in the cities that rank as the worst, but rather is geared towards everyone else.
It's the in-group, out-group type of thing.
Another reason that the lists are so popular is because the human brain might just be designed to rank things. Matthew Isaac is a consumer psychologist at Albers School of Business and Economics at Seattle University. He studies lists, which he says help people categorize a lot of information quickly. But Isaac adds, our brains may be less discerning when analyzing how valid that information is.
We try to just, you know, look for our city on the list, and then we use that to either to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to something, right? And I think we need to be a lot more careful about understanding the source and the methodology.
Isaac's point, it's important to consider the source. By the way, did you know that the Iowa State Fair, you know, the one you've been hearing about because of the presidential campaign? Well, it's the fourth best state fair in the country. That's according to website Vacations Made Easy. The list creator says it's based on fair attendance and activities that reflect a state's culture, but she admits that lists like these are also kind of subjective. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Bowden in Des Moines.